Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-Year Savings Event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyandersen.com for details.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from my house over here in the Oakland, California area. Normally would be at the Sports Byline USA studios 8 miles to my west over there in North Beach, downtown San Francisco. Scott is. He's manning the controls on the phones tonight. But there's this thing called a pandemic. You might have heard of it. And I've been doing this show from my house since March, but we're here and we're talking video games with you this 1 hour all week. We always do this. I've been doing this show almost 20 years now, so it's great to have you with us. If it's your first time, if you're with me all the time, thanks for being a part of the proceedings. What it is here is we talk about video games, and not just sports video games, being that we're on sports networks, but all video games. I give a brand new game away at 40 after, bring in an interview with somebody. Today I'm going to be interviewing the director of Max Cloud, which is a really cool video game movie. It's a fun video game movie. He's in England. We'll talk to him. Lord knows what hour it is. And also cheat codes at the end of the show. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. Let you know what's new on the shelves as well as we're getting closer and closer to the Christmas holidays. We're already in Hanukkah, I believe. Ramadan, Kwanzaa, whatever you want. If you're atheist, you still get discounts at these stores, I hope. So it doesn't matter. It's America. The holiday season, of course, is when a lot of these companies make their cash. There's a lot of stuff out. We'll talk about it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up, 1-800-878-7529. Sports Byline USA, the home network in San Francisco. Emails, as I said, rick@sportsbyline.com. Go to sportsbyline.com. Click Listen Live to hear the shows. On SB Nation as well, go to sbnationlive.com to hear us stream through that fine network's website. Hella fine. We're on Sirius Satellite Radio, Sirius XM. 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick Channel. Great to be on there as well. And most importantly, on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're also on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. Try to get you every which way we can. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. We got a full show. We'll talk about the Game of the Year awards as well. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The Video Game
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Coming up next, we'll talk to the director of a brand new movie called Max Cloud. It's a really fun video game type of movie. It's kind of a Tron type of movie, live action. In fact, the star of the show, Scott Atkins, we had on the show a couple months ago. But let's start off the show by talking about the Game Awards. The Game Awards is a pretty big deal, and it was created by Jeff Keighley about 6 years ago. He's a video games journalist, and it has grown. And, of course, this was all on Zoom, and you had some pretty special guests and presenters. You had Keanu Reeves, Brie Larson, Nolan North, Tom Holland, a lot of others as well. And if you want to know who votes for the Game Awards, well, according to the Game Awards website, the initial nominees are chosen by a panel of what they call 95 global media and influencer outlets, with special juries assembled to evaluate all categories like innovation and accessibility, things like that. So those ballots from those outlets are meant to reflect the consensus of the staff of that outlet, not a single individual, and then the eligibility. The games of nomination is not based on the calendar year. Games must have been available for public consumption by November 20th, 2020. The eligibility is roughly the same for every window. So that means a game that was released in December 2019 were eligible for this year. It's kind of like the Oscars. It gets confusing. I think the Oscars are in the spring, but whatever. This ain't the Oscars. But the final winners of the Game Awards, it's blended 90% of the weight of the votes from the voting jury chooses the nominees, and then 10% comes from the public who can vote at the Game Awards. There's some other platforms as well whereas you could throw in some votes. But according to the Game Awards, the winners are not chosen exclusively by fans to avoid popularity contests or socially engineered votes to make sure that doesn't It's sort of like when I try to buy a PS5 and then everything is sold out in 1 second because someone wrote some software for it. I think if you can figure that out, you can write some software to put in a million votes for something. Last year, the game of the year was Ghosts of Tsushima, and beat out a few favorites. But let's take a look at who won. Now, these aren't my picks. I always do my picks at the actual end of the year, so in a couple shows. The game of the year was The Last of Us Part 2 from Naughty Dog. The other nominees were Animal Crossing's New Horizons, Doom Eternal, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, and Hades. So they got included again. Last of Us Part 2, you couldn't pay me to play that game. Me, that's a game. It's like watching a movie. It's well made. It's well acted. It's well voiced. It looks good, but it's not my idea of a video game or something where you're trying to make a giant 8-hour long cutscene that pulls the controller out of your hand. Then it'll say press X to put this ladder down. And you press X. Oh, we're starting to play now. No. Put the controller down. We got some more movies to show you. So game direction, also. The Last of Us, Naughty Dog, beating out some of the aforementions. Also, Half-Life Alyx was put in there. That was a VR game by Valve. Those of us who love the Half-Life universe, I wish they would make something that wasn't just VR. We've been waiting for a Half-Life sequel for, it seems like, about 15 years now. But I think a lot of times, just like in Hollywood, people get so, and you know, they just look at something really beautiful on the screen. To me, I judge video games really by one criterion, and that is it fun? You know, I could not care less what the pixel rate is or the frame rate. I mean, all that stuff can add to it. All that stuff makes it better. If it's not there, it's no good. I understand that. But you can still make something fun. Like you look at Tetris, right? Why did we play that? Because it was fun. How much acting was in that? What are the graphics like? How about Pitfall? I had Pitfall when it came out. Are you old? A little bit older than your average gamer, probably. But that game was fun, so we played it. I don't think Last of Us Part 2 is fun. It's just, but you know, when you look at it, you're like, oh, how can this not win every reward? Okay. Some other winners. Most anticipated game, Elden Ring, won over Halo Infinite, Horizon Forbidden West, God of War sequel, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild sequel, and Resident Evil Village. Narrative, Last of Us Part 2, Art Direction, Ghost of Tsushima, beat out Last of Us. Score and music, Final Fantasy VII Remake, over Last of Us Part 2. Audio design, Last of Us Part 2. Performance, and this is the category which is real and important, and congratulations to the winner. It's the one I care about the least. It's kind of like fielding percentage for infielders, which only rates balls hit right to you. I think it's the most overrated defensive stat outside of UZR and WAR, but anyway, that's sports talk. Performance, when it comes to actors and actresses, whatever. But Laura Bailey won for... You're a hater, Rick. Hater. Hater's going to hate. I know. Abby from Last of Us 2. Now, other categories, excuse me. Games for Impact. Tell Me Why. Beat out If Found. Also, Kentucky Route Zero TV Edition. Spiritfarer. And Through the Darkest of Times. Ongoing game, No Man's Sky won that one. And I'm glad to see No Man's Sky win that. I remember going to the GDC, Game Developers Conference, a few years ago, and the guy from Hello Games flew in, did his talk, and flew back. He didn't even spend the night. 10 hours from London, 11 hours from London, 10 and a half hours back. I mean, it was pretty crazy. That beat out Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Call of Duty Warzone, and Fortnite. Indie winner is Hades. Beating out Carry On, Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout, Spelunky 2, and Spitfarer. Debut indie game, Phasmophobia. Phasmophobia. Sorry, I don't want to say Phasmobia. Phasmophobia won over Carry On Mortal Shell, Raji, an ancient epic, and Roki. Mobile game. Among Us beat Call of Duty Mobile, Genshin Impact, Legends of Runeterra, and Pokemon Cafe Mix. Community to support Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout won that one. Best VR AR game, Half-Life Alyx, won that one over Dreams, Marvel's Iron Man VR, Star Wars Squadrons, and The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners. Innovation and Accessibility, Last of Us Part 2. Action Game, Hades. Action Adventure, Last of Us Part 2. RPG, Final Fantasy VII Remake, won over Genshin Impact, Persona 5, Wasteland 3, and Yakuza Like a Dragon. Like a boss. Fighting game, Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate, won over Granblue Fantasy Versus, Street Fighter V Champion Edition, One Man Punch, a Hero Nobody Knows, and then Under Night in Birth. Family game, duh, Animal Crossing's New Horizons, great game, beating Crash Bandicoot 4, About Time, Mario Kart, Home Circuit, Minecraft Dungeons, Paper Mario, The Origami King. And one more before the break here. Sim strategy game, Microsoft Flight Simulator. Talk about ongoing game. That'd be Crusader Kings 3, Desperado 3, Gears Tactics, and XCOM Chimera Squad. All right. We'll talk more about the Game Awards after our next segment, because we're going to go to jolly old England, Blighty, and talk to Martin Owen, directed a new movie called Max Cloud. If you like video games, I think you'll like this movie. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Matthew.
Huh?
Oh, sorry. It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118.
That's 800-493-6118.
The Video Game Review.
That and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us. And it's great to welcome our guest right now, Hollywood director Martin Owen. He has a brand new movie called Max Cloud, and it is coming out from our friends on Wellgo USA. And that's going to be on the 18th of this month. First of all, welcome to the show, Martin. Is it Max Cloud or is it the Intergalactic Adventures of Max Cloud? Tell me what the official name is now.
The actual title is Max Cloud, but essentially the video game in which the movie, the fictional video game the movie is based around, is called the Intergalactic Adventures of Max Cloud. So it can be either. It can be either.
Very well. Now, this is a great scenario for a video game movie because it starts off with a young teenage girl named Sarah, and she finds an Easter egg in what is basically a Genesis game, and then the fun ensues, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Exactly that. You know, it's about this central protagonist, Sarah, who finds herself propelled into the Max Cloud video game, and into the avatar of Jake, who is not the hero, but is kind of the hapless sidekick.
And, you know, when I think about Tron, which was, you know, a great movie when I was in high school, and of course they had the remake a few years ago, Olivia Wilde and others, but this one, this movie has a lot of humor. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is. I think that's the key thing, you know, We want people to enjoy the movie and have fun with it. And, you know, the movie is utterly ridiculous. And, you know, that was what we always set out to make. Not a movie that takes itself seriously, but be very aware. It's almost the movie's kind of poking fun at itself, really. And I think, you know, with the year that everybody's had, I think everybody needs fun movies, not bleak movies.
No doubt about it. And I would think, as someone who is shooting this movie, and then, of course, well, your editors in post as well, you know, some of the fight sequences, fast action, you know, it's just really over the top, almost like Street Fighter type of combos, Mortal Kombat type of sort of side-scrolling fights. Yeah. That must have been fun to do.
Oh, it was great. I mean, we were very fortunate to have the fight choreographer Andy Long, who's part of the Jackie Chan stunt team, which obviously was great for Scott as well. So the whole idea was that we would kind of create these fight sequences that mirrored video game styles, as you mentioned, like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and each fight in the movie is styled slightly differently as a sort of a nod to just different genres of video games. So it's nice that people are picking up on that. I'm really pleased.
Yes, and we had Scott Atkins, the Brummy, a couple of months ago to talk about this show. And, I mean, if you're looking to cast a guy who can act and who knows how to fight, I guess you couldn't do worse than him, could you?
No, he's great. I mean, Scott's fantastic. And I think for Scott, it was such a departure to be doing something that is literally, you know, it's lots of action and everything, but it's an out and out comedy. And, you know, Scott had done movies where there was moments of comedy in them, but a kind of complete all-in comedy like this was a new thing for him. And I, like, personally think he is hilarious.
I also think, by the way, a couple more questions for Martineau and director of Max Cloud, which is out from Well Go USA on the 18th. There's sort of a stigma, as you know, that video game movies that, you know, 9 times out of 10, they don't live up to the game. I guess the good thing here is because it's a fictional game and because this is, you know, sort of a satirical look at it, you don't fall into that category. This is a brand new thing, and that's why it's good, right?
Absolutely. I think with a lot of the movies based around existing video games, there's the expectation, and also, you know, to deliver the tone correctly in a movie of the game. But with us, it's a new thing. You know, we could do whatever we wanted. You know, so we could be as in your face and ridiculous and over the top as the movie is.
Now, what was the genesis behind this project? Are you personally a gamer as well? Did you have the genesis?
Yes, I did. So in the UK, the Genesis was actually called the Sega Mega Drive. So I don't know why, couldn't tell you why. but yeah, I had a Genesis, and I've always been big into video games, and I just always liked the idea of doing a movie, you know, kind of set around that era of games and that era of movies as well, because, you know, I particularly enjoy movies from that era as well.
So what would it be when you think about putting together a movie like this? And I would think that something like this, there would be a million different things where, hey, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? Because you really have carte blanche to take it where you want. So yeah, as the director, how did you hold all that together?
That's a good question. Did I? I think it's really, you know, all about the – I guess any movie starts and stops with the screenplay. And, you know, I wrote this screenplay with Sally Collett, who was, you know, the two of us wrote it together. And it was good. You know, we were just kind of bouncing things backwards and forwards in terms of, like, ideas and jokes. And, you know, the movie isn't full of kind of punchline jokes. It's funny because the characters and the actors are so committed to their parts. You know, they're not kind of playing lots of sort of one-liner jokes. So it was weird. It was interesting. It was, the whole thing was a very organic process. And I'm just very pleased that it kind of turned out as I, you know, initially, and Sally initially envisaged the film to be.
And from my time in England, correct me if I'm wrong, you sound like a northerner. Am I right?
I am. This is my posh voice. I'm doing my, this is my posh voice.
Where are you from?
I'm just near Newcastle.
Oh, I say you're a Geordie. I was going to guess that, yeah.
Yeah, no. If I came on and just did my normal voice, then people would think I was speaking a different language. So, yeah, I'm putting my best voice on.
So, are you a big shot around town then, Mr. Hollywood director?
I don't know that. I'm not sure about that. But I tend to, you know, kind of keep myself to myself, really. You know, yeah, I sort of, I think it's just interesting. I think as a job, kind of directing films is an interest. It's something people always want to talk to you about if it's something that they kind of don't come across every day, you know, which I always enjoy. I'll talk to anyone about movies for hours upon end.
Yeah, no doubt. So, the other thing is now that people have gotten their hands on this and the public will get it here in about a week or so, what kind of reaction, what kind of reception have you had?
I mean, so far, majority of people seem to be understanding that it's, you know, the movie is very much aimed at, you know, people who like, you know, 80s, 90s pop culture, that sort of broad, if you like, kind of Comic Con audience. And, you know, the movie doesn't take itself seriously. And you know, we want people to have fun with it. So hopefully people, that's what people take from the film. I think some people might watch it and be like, what the heck is this? But, you know, I think if you watch the movie and take it too seriously, then I think you've bought the complete wrong movie. If you want to have fun, it's the movie to buy. If you want a serious, you know, Scott Adkins action sci-fi adventure, you know, it's not the one. You want to sit, have fun, and feel good at the end of the movie.
Yes, it's not Remains of the Day, is it?
It's not quite. It's not.
Do you know what this?
It's not quite.
Tell me what you think of this comparison. Not so much. I mean, obviously the Tron one is there, but to me, it sort of reminded me of Big Trouble in Little China, the Kurt Russell movie in the '80s, because it's just kind of a fun immersion into this fantasy world.
Yeah. No, I absolutely. I mean, you know, that's you know, I'm honored by the comparison. I'm a huge John Carpenter fan, and for me, you know, it's kind of, I guess if I had to say what I was hoping to achieve, it would be a movie that was a mixture of something like Big Trouble in Little China mixed with a movie, say, like The Last Starfighter. You know, it's that sort, those sort of movies, just real fun romps, you know, and that's what I loved about movies of the era. They were like unashamedly telling the story in the way they wanted to tell the story. So that's what we kind of tried to do.
Excellent stuff. We have been speaking with Martin Owen, Mr. Newcastle himself, director of Max Cloud. It's available from our friends at Welgo USA. Pick up the DVD on the 18th of this month, of course, starring the great Scott Adkins, who is on this show as well. Martin, congratulations on the film. It's a lot of fun, and we'll catch up with you on your next project.
Thank you, Rick. Take it easy, man. Nice to speak to you.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come back on Sports Byline.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
And welcome back to the Video Game Review. It is time to give away a brand new game, as we always do at this time. And the way you win it is just by answering the simple question to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, and the second correct winner will win. The game is Medal of Honor Above and Beyond. This is an Oculus VR game. The platform, of course, is the PC. It's developed by Respawn Entertainment. Summary: Medal of Honor Above and Beyond brings the historic battlefields of World War II back to the forefront for an epic AAA experience like no other. My question is, what came first, World War I or World War II? That might be the dumbest question I've ever asked. Somebody will still think it's a trick question and get it wrong. Once again, what came first, World War I or World War II, will win Medal of Honor Above and Beyond. This is from Oculus and Respawn Studios, a VR game, virtual reality. It just came out 3 days ago. So whoever wins it, you got bragging rights. I got it first. All right. Looking back at some of the winners of the Game Awards, and then we'll move on here, and we'll talk about some of the new releases coming out this week as well. The best sports/racing game. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, that beat out some franchises such as Dirt 5, F1 2020, FIFA 21, NBA 2K21. We gave that game away on the show, the Tony Hawk game. Multiplayer game, Among Us. Content Creator of the Year, Valkyrie. Esports Athlete. It was Showmaker beat out Crim 6, Canyon, Shot Z, and Zaiwu. By the way, Showmaker is Hyo Su. Crim 6 is Ian Porter. Canyon is Kim Jong-Boo. Shot Z is Anthony Cuevas Castro. And Zaiwu is Mathieu Herbeau. Esports coach. How about that? Zonic beat out Krusty, Grabs, Zeffa, and Rambo. Zonic is Danny Sorensen. Dahi Park is Krusty. Fabian Lohman is Grabs, G-R-A-B-B-Z. Zeffa is Lee J. Min, and Rambo is Raymond Lucier. Esports event of the year went to League of Legends World Championships, beating out Blast Premier, Call of Duty, IEM, Katowice, and Overwatch League Grand Finals. Esports game, League of Legends, beating out Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, Fortnite, and Valorant. Just a couple more. Esports hosts went to Skios, beating out Golden Boy, Machine Dash, and Shiver. And esports team, G2 Esports, beat out Damwon Gaming, Dallas Empire, San Francisco Shock, and Team Secret. Is Team Secret sponsored by a deodorant for women? I don't know, but they should be. All right, the other big news this week is that Cyberpunk 2077, one of the most expensive video games ever made, after having been delayed twice, finally debuted on Thursdays. And there was a couple of things that did not go swimmingly. Despite the publicity blitz that would be worthy of a Hollywood film, they had to add some warnings because one viewer said they got an epileptic seizure. So CD Projekt Red, of course, based in Poland, they said they were looking into a more permanent solution to tackle the health risk as soon as possible. Now, all I know, this is all I know nothing else, that when you turn on almost every video game console, there's a warning about epilepsy, which is a real thing, obviously, in people who have it need to know about it. Now, if you get epilepsy from a game, you didn't know you had, the game is not going to give you epilepsy, but if it triggers your first ever experience, obviously it's going to, it's upsetting, and nobody is trying to make a game where it can do that. Everyone reacts differently. I remember when I got the N64, my buddy Dave, we used to commute into, we both lived in Oakland, and we used to commute to San Francisco, and we were working in TV. I was a technical director of a regional sports network, and he was an associate producer. So we would drive in, and he was also a huge video game enthusiast. So I got the N64 brand new, got the Mario World game. He goes, "Can I play it?" I go, "Yeah, come on over." He started playing it for 5 minutes. He literally dropped the N64 joypad. He looked down. He got on his knees. He held his head. He goes, "Oh, I can't take it. I'm so car sick." And I'm like, look, there are games like if you watch somebody else play Spirit Destiny or, you know, some of the games like that, you can get a little car sick. Or you like those PC games where if you hit like F2, you do an about face and somebody's just doing that 100 miles per hour. I can understand it. But I go, this is making you car sick? And it wasn't because he was some weakling little pansy. Everybody has their own reaction to this stuff. Well, anyway, on the big boy systems, this open world of Cyberpunk 2077, which, you know, to me is not one of my must-haves, but I'm open-minded to it. It got a 91 out of 100 from Metacritic, which takes the scores of 50 reviewers. An open world action adventure story set in Night City, N-I-G-H-T, Night City, a megalopolis, which is obsessed with power and glamour and body modification. And there's a lot of freedom to the gamers as well. But the one thing, the other complaint about this game is that if you don't play it on the PS5 and you want to play it on the PS4, the graphics look horrible. And I mean horrible. And you can, there's a Twitter account. I don't know who the guy is. I'm almost wary to say who he is. But it's a guy named Michael Does Life. And he put 16 seconds of Cyberpunk 2077 from his PS4. And he wrote, "Imagine defending this. Cyberpunk 2077 is a terrible game. Base PS4 footage." Another guy, at AJB1310, "This is Cyberpunk 2077 on PS4 currently. Shockingly disappointing." And those who have the older hardware, and yes, it's hard to believe that an older hardware is that, they say they're going to try to patch it. And it's not like you're going to get some low frame rates, what have you. The game literally looks like some sort of 32-bit game. I mean, it is really bad. Playing on the Xbox One X and the PS4 Pro seems to be a little bit better. But the game, as I mentioned, CD Projekt is going to put a patch out called the Day Zero patch, which they hope we'll be able to get it up to speed. But the blurb on Cyberpunk 2077, role-playing action game set in a dystopian sci-fi world where humans are part machine. You play as V, the letter V, who you can customize throughout the game with new cyborg implants and also augmentations. Keanu Reeves, 56, plays Johnny Silverhand, a legendary rocker boy who is a key character in the game. Cyberpunk was initially due for an April 2020 release. This was first delayed to September 17th, then to November 19th, and finally to December 10th. CD Projekt Red blamed the number of consoles and the other platforms it was building the game for the latest delay. Well, I think that, you know, whenever you get the new system, it's usually, I think, disappointing when you look at the games on the new system. They don't look all that better. It's usually not the other way around because you kind of think, well, we know we're going to get in the PS4 and the Xbox One. I do remember when the PS3 came out, there was a game called The Gun. It was an Old West game. And it said you can play it on the PS3 or you can also get it for the PS2. And I bought it for the PS3, and I didn't realize that it was the exact same game. It had the PS2 graphics. And they said, oh, well, it's just so you could play it on both. It doesn't actually look better on the 3. And the graphics were bad even by PS2 standards. So some of these developers, I say, they'll try to pull the wool over your eyes like that, which is, let's just say it's not nice. How about that? Not nice is what I'll call it. Let's take a look at those upcoming games this week. By the way, there is going to be one game machine, one of those mini arcade one-up machines. You might have seen them in Best Buys and stuff. This time it's Big Buck Hunter. It'll be a hunting compilation. Space Invaders Forever is out for the Switch. Also, a collection of Saga Final that on the Switch, another comp RPG. Synthetic, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch, a roguelike shooter. MGGP 2020. Course is motorcycle racing at its fastest and most daring, PC, Xbox One, and PS4. Psychotic's Colossal Down, PC, Xbox One, and action beat 'em up. Marvel Realm of Champions, this is a phone game, iPhone and Android, in action, RPG strategy, MOBA. Unto the End, Xbox, PC, PS4, and Stadia, an adventure game. I still haven't met anyone who has Stadia. I would love to have you chime in if you do. Airborne Kingdom, PC, and Mac. How about that? That's a sim. Fireworks Mania, an explosive game. PC action game. Demo Reborn. This is a music game for your phone, Switch, and Android. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon finally makes it to Stadia. Lego Builder's Journey. This is iOS. The PC Zero Gunner 2 will be out as well. All right, we will take a quick break, and on the other side, we will get into the cheat code. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. Come on back, y'all.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, about to get you back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk on Sports Byline and SB Nation and Sirius 211 and American Forces Radio Network, all those great places. But I've said time and time again, there are a lot of people who still are playing older systems, not just for the nostalgia of it. It's basically still their new system for whatever reason. And it's like when you go to Europe, you go to some old town and the new bridge was built in 1275. That's the new bridge. But I have a request here to close up the show in my customary fashion by giving out a cheat code. rick@sportsbyline.com is the email. And this is from Kenny. Kenny said, "Rick, how do I get all the shit pieces in Toe Jam and Earl on the Genesis?" Aha! Now, it might be playing one of those remake Little Genesis, but whatever it is, I'm happy to help you with that. And the Toe Jam and Earl game on the Genesis is a lot of fun, especially if you play with a friend. But yes, it takes forever to get all the ship pieces, but let me give you the code, and it will give you all of them right now. Are you ready, Kenny? Here it is. Pause the game, press up, A, B, C, right, A, down, B, left, C. Now, that's hard to hear. You can email me. I'll send it to you if you need to. But once again, pause the game, Toe Jam and Earl on the Genesis to get all the ship pieces. Up, A, B, C. Right, A. Down, B. Left, C. And it will all come to you at that point. And by the way, does that game still hold up? That's one of the problems I think I have from my nostalgia for some of these games. Most of them don't hold up like I think they will. You know, it's like, oh, the game was so fun at the time. And then I start playing, I'm like, not as fun as it used to be. But then again, some games are like, oh, it's still gold. This ain't yet. But obviously, you're playing it. Thanks for writing in, rick@sportsbyline.com. Thanks for listening. And have a great week. We will be back next week with another live edition of the Video Game Review.